Hare Krishna. Again, we will... One moment, here's a little technical arrangement to be done. Now we're ready. Welcome. Again, we will hear about Krishna's wonderful childhood nature. We remember that... Nanda Maharaj knew that Krishna was a little stubbornly against Yashoda because she bound him up. But he also knew that behind this show of rejection, there was great love in Krishna's heart for Yashoda Mai. So he understood the heart and he said, "Oh son, you're not going to Yashoda? If your mother is in this condition, what will you do?" He spoke while smiling and made this gesture, indicating that perhaps Yashoda would die. Krishna immediately became anxious for his mother. With tears in his eyes, he said, "Where is mother? I must go there." In great anxiety, he went to Rohini's lap. Remember, he's 2 years and 7 months around this time old. While all were noisily laughing, Rohini, who bestows the greatest happiness, took him and entered the house. There he saw Mother Yashoda. Her head was bent down. She felt so ashamed that she had bound Krishna, and that Krishna had come in great danger when he pulled the two trees. So Krishna just ran over to Mother Yashoda. He hugged his mother's neck while crying in joy. Mother Yashoda kissed the child's head and made sounds like a cow. With melted heart, she sobbed, making all others there sob. Then Yashoda pacified the women with comforting words, and a slight glow appeared on her face. She appeared healthy with a beautiful face and satisfied her child with breast milk. With the other helpful woman, she fed him in Balaram. So, for 3 days after this incident, Yashoda did not come out of the house and did not show herself to Nanda. She felt hesitant. But then, after 3 days, Krishna, on the order of his father, brought her to him, holding the edge of her cloth. So Krishna had taken that sari and brought her. From the day that he was bound, the women of Braj called the beautiful dark child, in a joking way, by a new name. Anyone remembers the new name? Damodar. Yes, Damodar. What poet amongst all the people in this world can describe Yashoda, whom Shukadev has said is much superior to Brahma, Shiva and Lakshmi? Her fame is like a rolling on a drum, and it wanders throughout the three worlds with great renown. Shukadev Goswami has described this. He said, "Neither Lord Brahma, nor Lord Shiva, nor even the goddess of fortune, who is always the better half of the Supreme Lord, can obtain from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the deliverer from this material world, such mercy as received by Mother Yashoda." Krishna and Mother Yashoda were so tightly together in a strong bond of love that Mother Yashoda would just only think of Krishna, and Krishna would only think of his mother. Balaram on that day said to Krishna, Oh, brother, do you remember that you said we would live in the big forest? Krishna said with a smile, oh yes, let's go and play there. Finishing the story, Snigdhakanta said, O king of the cowherds, a son has been born to you who transformed the trees into celestial devotees. All the assembled people, realizing joy from these narrations, then returned to the houses. See, these two trees had been standing at the gate of Vrindavan, where, you know, you would go the main street down, and then there would be a eastern gate through which Krishna left in the morning for cowherding pastimes. And then opposite, there was another gate, a western gate, through which Krishna returned with all the cows. So on that gate, there were these two trees, and Krishna had come there with the mortar. The mortar got stuck, and then making a fearful sound, Krishna pulled, and as a result, the trees broke and two devatas came. So this is how they end the day, and everyone goes home with joy. Now the next day, again the assembly gathered in Nanda Maharaja's court, and Nanda said, oh dear Snigdhakanta, I'm thinking all night about these two trees, how they attained the bodies like devatas. What were those trees in a previous life? From where did they come? And how did they get to Braj? Snigdhakanta said, these two devatas were born from the friend of Shiva, Kuvera, lord of the Yakshas, to the sons of Kuvera, the lord of the city of Alaka. Once they showed great arrogance to Narada. They were undressed before Narada Muni, and Narada Muni scolded them. He showed mercy to them. Then Narada Muni told them, become trees. They were these two Yamal Arjuna trees near your future house in Mahavan. Attaining their planet, they became great devotees. They have revealed the results of bhakti. The result of bhakti is when you come and meet a true saintly person, like these two sons met Narada Muni, then just like you come closer to the fire, you can see and you get warm. In the same way, when you come close to a great devotee, you will see your path clearly before you, and you will also lose your karmic entanglement. So, so they have revealed the results of bhakti. Now Nanda Maharaj, the king, became very curious. Please tell the story. Where are these trees? These devatas who were trees? Now, Snigdhakanta strangely looked down on the ground and remained silent. And he looked at Madhukanta. Nanda said, oh, you usually used to say so much. Why are you now reluctant to speak? So Snigdhakanta folded his hands and said with respect, what can we say? You will come to know all of everything by yourself. And this is the understanding that if someone is a God-conscious leader, Krishna, gives him the intelligence in the heart. I don't wish to say, you will come to understand. With a smile, Nanda said, true. By your silence, you have given us the answer. Anyway, you should make us happy by speaking the truth yourself. So then Snigdha Kanta said, we are the two to whom Narada gave good results and knowledge by his mercy. So, in other words, they were in a previous life the very arrogant sons of Kubera, who had enjoyed naked with women. Then Narada Muni met them, and because Sadhu is always very kind to everyone, he cursed them, but in such a way that they would meet Krishna, because they were repentant. And first, Narada Muni just gave them, become trees. But then, when they were repentant, he said, okay, in Krishna's time, he will become trees. And Nanda Maharaj, his house by the gate. So Snigdha Kanta said, we are the two to whom Narada gave good results and knowledge by his mercy. Hearing this, all the people headed by Nanda called them, laughed, mingled with them happily and eagerly. They were seating the two amongst them, and all the Mrijbasis stared at them. They were just absolutely... After these questions, Madhukanda again spoke. So it's here that the Damodar pastime ends. But let us for a moment bring our attention to these two trees, or these two cursed living beings. It is said they have showed the results of bhakti. I know what most of you also feel, that when we are in Vrindavan, we can only do so much on our own strengths. We can only do so much rounds, so much parigrams, so much this and that. But in bhakti, you are not going on your own strengths, but you surrender. And by the surrender to the divine personality of Radharani, it's her month, and Krishna, everything will happen. This is bhakti, just like the two errant sons surrender to Narada Muni, and by his blessings they met Krishna in a future life. So I'm also thinking, if we can just keep this in mind as a focus of our Kartik Vrata, to really be mindful, like today two of you said to me, Radharani's mercy. One of you said this in relationship to his consciousness. It is so nice because Radharani gave mercy. And another said it in relationship to the choice of vegetable preparations. Radharani's mercy. We should not just say this. It is Radharani can give kripa in this month of Kartik. Extraordinary kripa. Things which we don't think are possible can become possible by Radha's mercy. So, this is the end. Hare Krishna.